Hello, friends, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air, where your English will improve. My name is Gabe. Perhaps you've heard the saying, dogs are man's best friend, or something like that. If you have a pet dog, you know that they are loyal, and they always love to see you when you walk in the door, and you can train some dogs to do many interesting things. The title of today's lesson is Guide Dogs Are Working Dogs. Yes, we're talking about some very helpful dogs today. Dogs that might look like pets, but they are much more than that. Guide dogs help those who are visually impaired. What does that mean? That's a very important part of our lesson, so pay attention. You'll find out soon.
Guide dogs are working dogs. These dogs offer freedom to those who are visually impaired. Imagine living in a world of darkness. That would make going anywhere a huge challenge. Some in this world choose a person to accompany them everywhere. Some use a white cane, signaling that they are blind. Others choose a guide dog. This is where the Hui Guang Guide Dog School Taiwan comes in. In 1991, this organization began to breed, raise, and train guide dogs for blind people in Taiwan. The school has a detailed training program because, after all, a guide dog user's very life depends on their dog.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 visually impaired 这个形容词。Visually 是指视觉上底或者是外观上。Impaired 是 impair, 损害或削弱这个动词的被动式。所以 visually impaired 就是指失明的或者是视障的。例如 ,these computers were designed with special keyboards for visually impaired users.这些电脑是为视障人士设计的富有特殊的键盘或者是 This library offers a great selection of books for visually impaired readers 这个图书馆提供视障的读者们非常丰富的藏书如果是听障的话就是 hearing impaired 肢体残障的话就是 physically impaired 接下来我们看的是 come in 这个成语Come in 在这里并不是指进来而是指发挥作用或者是派上用场例如 This company is facing some financial problems and this is where a financial consultant comes in 这家公司正面对一些财务上的问题这正是财务顾问发挥作用的时候或者是 We went to Japan but we couldn't speak any Japanese so this was when an electronic translator came in我们去日本但是一句日文都不会说这就是电子翻译机派上用场的时候了
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Our lesson title is called Guide Dogs Are Working Dogs. Now, Rebecca and I were just talking about this title. Why didn't we just call it Guide Dogs? If we're learning about guide dogs, why isn't the title just simplyGuide dogs.
Well, I think that our author wants to emphasize that guide dogs are working dogs, meaning that you can't just stop anyone who has a guide dog and ask if you can pet their dog because they literally are working.
That's right. We could say they're working 24/7, okay? They're not just someone's pet, even though guide dogs usually are pretty cute, right?You don't want to interrupt a guide dog when he or she is working. Okay, so we read here, these dogs offer freedom to those who are visually impaired. And of course, if you're visually impaired, that means you have a problem with your sight in some way. You could be fully blind, or it could be a degree of blindness. At any rate, someone who has that problem might be visually impaired.
Exactly.Well, imagine living in a world of darkness. That would make going anywhere a huge challenge. Some in this world choose a person to accompany them everywhere. Some use a white cane, signaling that they are blind. I do think that it would be very difficult to live in a world of complete darkness.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine. I know some people try to imagine by maybe closing their eyes for the whole day and doing something like that. But even then, it's impossible to really put yourself in someone's shoes who is visually impaired. But there are different ways that they can get around, right? Things that help them. We hear about some people using a white cane, signaling that they are blind. Now, you see that word signal as a verb here. This means to communicate something without using spoken words.
For example, let's say that you're in a classroom setting. The teacher is talking, and then all of a sudden, Jacob raises his hand, signaling that he has a question.
Yes.
Raising your hand is often a signal that you have a question or you have something that you would like to say.
That's right. So friends, what are some other signals? What are some other things that we do to communicate to other people without using spoken words? Think about that. Talk about it in English. Well, what's another way that visually impaired people get help?
Well, our lesson says others choose a guide dog. So some people use a white cane or a person to help them get around, but other people use a guide dog.
And this is where Hui Guang Guide Dog School Taiwan comes in, okay? So this is the organization that we will be learning about today, this guide dog school. In 1991, this organization began to breed, raise, and train guide dogs for blind people in Taiwan.
The school has a detailed training program because, after all, a guide dog's user's very life depends on their dog. There are a few things that we'd like to talk about in this sentence, starting with detailed.
That's right. The school has a detailed training program. So if it's a detailed something, a detailed program, that means they're not just going to give you very general ideas about something. No, they're going to get into the details of everything. So the dog is going to be trained very, very well.
For example, or this is another way that you can use the word detailed. Let's say that a mom calls a babysitter to come in to take care of her children. We could say that the mom left a detailed schedule for the babysitter, so the babysitter knew exactly what to do or knew exactly how to take care of the child.
And that reminds me of when people leave directions for you for how to get somewhere, people should leave a detailed list of directions or leave detailed directions for somebody, what they should do and how they should get somewhere. Well, we continue on here with another word in this sentence. It's a word that you all know. It's the word very, but it's used in a different way here in this sentence. A guide dog user's very life depends on their dog. We use this word here in this case to emphasize the next word. Okay, so a guide dog user's life depends on their dog.
For example, now oftentimes I do use this word very with the word life, but we're going to substitute life with another word. Job's very sister was impacted by the government's decision to raise taxes.
All right. So friends, think of another way to use the word very with a noun, okay? The school has a detailed training program because, after all, a guide dog user's very life depends on their dog. Now, how are these guide dogs raised, Rebecca?
How are they raised? Well, we're going to learn more about that later.
But right now, let's go to
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, you look really tired. Have you been working too hard lately?
Yes, at home.
What do you mean?
You know, we have kids at home. Their rooms always look like a dog's breakfast. I have to clean up after them every single day. It drives me crazy.
I'm sorry to hear that. When something looks like a dog's breakfast, it means it is very messy. Like when a dog eats a meal, it might make a big mess that the owner has to clean up.
When a job is poorly done, you can also say, he made a dog's breakfast out of that.
A dog's breakfast is mostly a British phrase that refers to something that's a mess. On the other hand, a dog's life describes a person who is having a very tough and unhappy life. It's a dog's life being a beggar on the street.
I sometimes feel like it's a dog's life being a parent.
Oh, but I'm sure it gives you joy at the same time.
今天要学两个有趣的片语，都是跟狗狗有关。首先是 a dog's breakfast, 狗狗的早餐。狗狗在吃饭的时候经常会弄得一团乱，因此如果你看到有人的房间乱七八糟，你可以说 his room looks like a dog's breakfast。这个片语也可以用来形容有人将一项工作完全搞砸了。He made a dog's breakfast out of that。另外一个用语 ,a dog's life, 是用来形容一种很困难又艰苦的人生。It's a dog's life living on the streets. 在街头流浪的生活是很辛苦的。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次再见。Classic.
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. The name of our lesson today is Guide Dogs Are Working Dogs. So when you see someone who is visually impaired walking down the street with a guide dog, don't treat that dog as a pet, okay? That is definitely a working dog, a dog who is working right there in the moment. They're very important for their job. Well, how are guide dogs raised? Let's find out about that now.
Guide dogs are working dogs. Puppies are bred and born at the school and then raised by families for about 1 year. During that year, the pups get used to humans, become housebroken and well socialized, and learn to eat only dog food. If allowed to eat human food, they become distracted by it, or food smells and may expose their users to danger. The pups then return to the school for 1 to 2 years of assessment and training. They learn to locate seats and destinations, and to negotiate obstacles. The streets surrounding the school allow the dogs to encounter stoplights and traffic.
OK, 继续我们看 housebreak 这个动词。Housebreak 不是指破坏房屋，而是指训练宠物不会在家里便溺。例如 the trainer housebroke the puppy by using incentives such as treats. 这位训练员用小点心这类的奖励来训练这只幼犬。或者是 this golden retriever is housebroken and great with kids. 这只黄金猎犬已经被训练过不会在家里便溺，而且很容易跟孩子们相处。Housebreak 也可以训练小孩要守规矩。例如 ,the boy was housebroken by his aunt during the first week he stayed with her. 这个男孩跟阿姨住了一个礼拜就被训练了守规矩。最后我们看的是 expose 这个动词。ex 这个字首有向外的意思。pose 这个字根是指放置。所以 expose, 向外放置就是指使暴露或者是使遭受。如果要说明暴露在什么环境或遭受什么的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,children are not supposed to be exposed to violence in the media. 孩子们不应该接触媒体中的暴力。Expose 也指揭穿或暴露某个秘密或丑事。例如 ,the reporter who exposed the company's scandal won a Pulitzer Prize. 揭发这个公司的丑闻的记者得到了普利兹奖。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, we continue here with this sentence. Puppies are bred and born at the school and then raised by families for about 1 year. Now, there's a phrase here in the sentence, bred and born. Bred is the past tense of to breed, and then, of course, born, right? But you see these words here on the screen, born and bred. This is a fun phrase that talks about where someone grew up or how they were influenced by their background, where they grew up. I was born and bred somewhere.
Exactly. For example, you could say, Philip is a Russian, born and bred. Or Philip was born and bred in Russia.
That's right. But I like the first way you used it, Rebecca. That's how we will often hear this phrase. Someone is something, I'm American, born and bred. Well, I'm not American, born and bred. I'm American, but I was bred in Taiwan because that's where I grew up. But often you'll see where the person came from first and then born and bred. He is a Russian, born and bred.
Well, you know, Gabe, guess what?
What?
My sister actually had an opportunity to raise a guide dog.
Oh, really?
So for a year, we had this guide dog puppy living with us. Now, of course, at that time, it wasn't a guide dog because we were just training it and, I guess, getting it comfortable around people.
Oh, really interesting. That's so cool, Rebecca.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Would you do that again if you had the opportunity?
I don't know. It was my sister's responsibility. Okay. I'm more of a cat person.
Right. Maybe we could get a guide cat. That'd be kind of a funny sight.
That would be funny.
Well, we continue here. During that year, okay, the year that families are raising these puppies, like Rebecca's sister, during that year, the pups get used to humans, become housebroken and well-socialized, and learn to eat only dog food. So well-socialized, that's the idea that Rebecca was talking about. This dog needs to get used to interacting with humans and different kinds of people.
That's right. And so when my sister had her puppy, she had to bring the puppy everywhere that she went. And so, of course, if you have the time to do it, I would encourage anyone to raise a puppy. But if you don't have the time, then don't do it.
Right. That's true. It seems like a 24/7 job.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, we read on here, if allowed to eat human food, okay, so the dog is not allowed to eat human food. If allowed to eat human food, they become distracted by it or food smells and may expose their users to danger. So friends, if you see a guide dog, and you know that it's a guide dog, don't try to feed it human food. Actually, you should probably not try to feed it anyway. That's the responsibility of the person who is raising it. But you see these words, distracted by, right? Maybe you were distracted by them. If you're distracted by something, that means you let something take your attention or focus off of what you are focusing on and onto something else.
For example, this reminds me of Mittens. I might be calling her, Mittens, Mittens, come here. And then she always gets distracted by moving objects.
Well, maybe you should just be a bigger moving object.
Right, and then she'll be distracted by me, right?
Exactly.
Well, anyway, friends, that's one way to use this phrase. Moving on, back to guide dog puppies. The pups then return to the school for 1 to 2 years of assessment and training.
Now, assessment is seeing how good something is or testing the quality of something.
And so someone might say, if you're taking a class, there will be an assessment at the end of the class just to make sure that you got all the information that you needed.
That's right. And sometimes assessments involve tests, right? We continue here. They learn to locate seats and destinations and to negotiate obstacles, just like this dog is doing. The streets surrounding the school allow the dogs to encounter stoplights and traffic. So it needs to get used to lots of different settings and situations.
Well, this sounds like it could be really challenging for the dog. And speaking of challenging, right now it's time for the
SC Challenge. Yes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the SC Challenge. Well, we have two very competitive players today. Well, let's go ahead and meet them.
Hello everyone, I am Josh, and today I am feeling up to the challenge.
Hello, everyone. I'm always up for a chance to beat my husband at a game.
Okay, so a very competitive couple indeed. Well, let's see who is going to win. Now, today's lesson is about guide dogs. Are guide dogs working dogs? You can think about that question as I give you the first question. Number one, our lesson is about dogs that help who? A, visually impaired people. B, hearing impaired people. C, people in a wheelchair. Or D, people who can't walk. Yes, Pauline, I saw that.
That would be A, people who are visually impaired.
Correct. Good job. Pauline has 1 point. Question number two. What are guide dog pups not allowed to eat? A, human food. B, chocolate. C, hamburgers. Or D, all of the above. Yes, I think, Josh, that was you.
Chocolate. Dogs are not supposed to eat chocolate.
True, but no, that's not the correct answer. Yes, Pauline.
All of the above.
The all of the above. Yes, that is the correct answer. Good job. Pauline has 2 points. Josh, come on, you can do it. Last question. During their assessment, what is one thing the pups learn to locate? A, cats. B, human food. C, seats. Or D, doors. Yes, Josh.
I'm going to say C, seats.
C, seats. Yes, that is correct. These pups learn to locate seats. Well done, Josh and Pauline. And Pauline does have 2 points. So she is the winner. Thank you so much, friends, for playing. And thank you, too, for playing as well. And we'll see you all next time. You know, Gabe, I think it's a lot of fun raising a seeing eye puppy, especially if you have time. Let me share the story because you do have to watch your little puppies.
Oh.
One time we came home and we found our puppy eating his dog food. And we realized that he had eaten probably a half a bag of dog food.
Well, our lesson says guide dogs are not supposed to have human food. But it's probably also not okay for them to eat the whole bag at one time. Right?
Definitely not. You got to watch them.
Right. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about guide dogs and how they are working dogs next time right here on Studio Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.